welcome to this message, brought to you by Christ Life Church Chicago, the Miracles and Winners Place. Please enjoy God's Word, brought to you through the ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Sojia Adesanya. We pray that you will be richly blessed. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
As believers, one time Jesus was talking to his disciples, they were asking him a question, and he said, how big this thing can be done, if not by prayer and fasting? Some of you may think that it is too much for us to dedicate a Sunday in the month for prayer and fasting, but I don't think it's too much. The Bible says we should pray without ceasing, right? And I will take us to the Bible. I will ask you a question. What do we do? Just this short message today before you go. What do you think we can do when we don't know what to do? Hello? What do we do when we don't know what to do? Do you know sometimes in our lives we may get to a situation or a point whereby you don't just know what to do? Maybe you are overwhelmed with the situation, or maybe the circumstances surrounding you, or the situation that you face might be such that you have never seen this before, and it's so great that you kind of get confused and you don't know what to do. Then, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Is the question I want to ask you this afternoon before we depart. I want you to think about it. Have you in your life, at any point in time, faced a situation whereby you don't know what to do? If you have not, I want to tell you that there will be a time. You'll just watch out for that. It could be so simple. You may be alone in the house, may be driving, and you may be on the street. This has happened to me before. I can remember this particular situation in my life when I was driving back home in Nigeria, and the brake of my car failed. The brake failed. And I got two passengers in the car. One man was sitting at my right hand. The other one was sitting behind me. And then ahead of me, just in front, I have people sitting, some people selling things, and I have a wrought iron gate on the other side. Then I begin to think, just that short moment, what can I do? What can I do? The man sitting on my right side was panicking, was trying to hold my hands. Then I was thinking, what am I going to do? He was panicking. You know, usually drivers, you know, the instinct is to find a way to protect yourself. So you may use the other side of the car to stop the speed of the vehicle. And I think that was what the man was thinking, and was thinking that, oh, I don't want this man to sacrifice me for this situation. And he was afraid. The man was afraid. You can see the fear in this man. But just in my heart, with that situation, I begin to pray, asking God to tell me what to help me. In a very short moment, miraculously, the car was damaged, but the car stopped. I wedged the car on a particular part of the fence. I did not kill anybody. The car didn't kill anyone, and we were all safe in the vehicle, but the car was damaged. But it was just a very little moment that any mistake in that perspective, without calling on God, or any decision you take could end or could change the situation or could make things worse. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? Some people will shout whatever they can shout. Some will say my father, some will say God, some will say call one kind of idol or something. But what do you think we can do? A king was in the Bible, Jehoshaphat. He was reigning in Judah at a time like this. And three great armies of three great nations formed an accord and desire to face Judah, to fight against Judah. One of these nations is enough to face Judah. But three of them gathered together, formed an alliance to fight this nation, Judah. It is possible in our lives as we journey that our enemies may unite together, may form an accord to fight us, to fight our family. It is possible in your office that people will gang up against you. You may be a supervisor, maybe you are the manager. People may gang up against you. It could happen in the family too, that your wife and your children may gang up against you, or your husband and your children may gang up against you, or your children may gang up against the father and the mother. It could happen in the church too. It could happen anywhere, in a society, in an association, in any way. People could gather together, could unite to gang up against you. And when the situation is so terrible, and you get to a point where you don't know the action to take, I have a recommendation for you in this message. What do you do when you don't know what to do? And let's see the Bible. 2 Chronicles, please. Journey with me to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. I promise you, this is not a long sermon. This is just a kind of exhortation. So just bear with me. I don't want you to go without this message. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I want to read from here. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, say Moab, and the children of Ammon, say Ammon, and with them other beside the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. I want to start over again. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Ezazotamah, which is En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Throughout all Judah. Now, when these people came and formed this alliance against Jehoshaphat, the three of them, the Moab, the Ammon, and the Seir, as we continue in this message, there is a tendency in our lives when we face such a situation that the first thing that will happen will be fear. Fear. Remember, fear has torment. As a Christian, as a believer, you must try as much as possible to overcome the spirit of fear. Fear will not bring anything to you, but panicking can destabilize you, can make you to be, you know, in such a way that you will forget all that you can do. When you face this kind of situation, I want to recommend that we should do like Jehoshaphat did. What Jehoshaphat did in this case, he was afraid, yes. He was so afraid, but then he did not allow this fear to overshadow him. Then he went to pray. Tell somebody, pray. Sometimes it's even good for us to pray so that we don't pray. Why Christians sometimes try to pray before time is just because most times the lifespan of prayer, only God can determine it. A prayer you pray today could go for 1,000 years working. It's God that can determine the lifespan of our prayers. When you pray today, the answer to your prayer is God that can determine when the manifestation will come. It could be now. It could be later. You remember the case of Daniel where he was in Persia and he prayed. He prayed and then his prayers were answered. Immediately he prayed. But he could not have the manifestation to this prayer until after 21 days because the prince of Persia withstood the angel that God sent to give answer to Daniel. I think you remember that story. So, there can be so many circumstances that can delay the manifestation to the prayers that you have prayed today. But that does not necessarily mean that God had not answered you or that that manifestation will not come. What is important for you as a Christian is to pray. You must have habit to pray. Amen? You must form a kind of habit. It should be part of you. It should be your character to pray. You have to pray without ceasing. There is no time you cannot pray. Hello, Christian, listen to me very carefully. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. When you pray, you will move the hands of God. When you pray, you are in a resonance with God. When you pray, the host of heaven will stand on your behalf. So, prayer is very, very important. Fasting is very, very essential. You fast to humble yourself. You fast to develop your spirit so that you can communicate in a very smooth way with God. So that you can focus. Because sometimes when you pray and you have all these thoughts in your heart, you'll not be able to focus. So when you fast and you humble this flesh and you deprive yourself of some essential food to your physical self, then your spiritual being could develop and be able to communicate with God. Are you with me today? So, prayers are very important. Prayer is so essential for us as Christians. As food is essential to the body, also prayer is essential for your soul. So, Jehoshaphat, the Bible recorded, was afraid, but then prayed. He didn't do that alone. The Bible says he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Throughout all Judah. When you face a situation that is so overwhelming in your family, I want to introduce this to you. Proclaim fasting for the whole family. Call the whole family together so that they can unite with you, so that they can be in one accord with you. And that is what we call corporate prayer. As you know that we can divide prayer into so many means. We have corporate prayer, we have intercessory prayer, and we have a personal prayer, personal solo, that you can commune with God on your bed. You can commune with God while you are driving. There is no time you cannot pray. Even while you are eating, you can still be praying. And let's see what Jehoshaphat did after that. And said to God, then he began to talk to God in his prayer. If you check with me, verse 4. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. When you seek the Lord, you will find the Lord. The Bible recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it said, ask shall be given unto you. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door shall be opened unto you. Unto those that ask, they receive. Anyone who knocks the door will be opened, and anyone who asks will receive. Are you with me today? So, prayer is very, very important. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ started his ministry with prayer and fasting. He went alone into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, praying to God to start his ministry. So, if you have not been taking notice of prayer, please begin to do that. And those of you that are members of this church, you must have it at the back of your mind, and it should be in your calendar, that the last Sunday in the month is for prayer and fasting. So when you come to the church, be in attitude of prayer and fasting. Amen. We are in a life where we fight war. There are greater possibilities with God. But life is a fight. Amen. This life is a fight. You will fight until you leave this place. And the fight that we are fighting as Christians are not ordinary. Because we wrestle not against flesh. We wrestle not against blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers. Somebody cannot come to you now, declare a war with guns and all those ammunitions, and then you will just go and get a stick and say you want to beat that person with a stick. It doesn't make sense. The weapon of your warfare has to be according to the kind of war you are fighting. The Bible says that the weapon of our own warfare as Christians A mighty true God. He should be mighty true God to the pulling down of stronghold. If as a Christian you believe in the power of God, then you must agree with God to fight the battle of your life, the battle that you face, so that we can win this battle. There's a part you have to play. There's a part God has to play. In this place, the part that the Judah has, they have to play, is to bring their case before God and then to listen to God. And then we go to see in this place. When you bring your case to God, when you talk to God, then you have to listen to God. Then you have to do what God asks you to do. Sometimes what God asks you to do may not make sense to you as human beings. Don't worry. Just follow God's instruction. In this place, what God asked them to do doesn't make sense. People came to you with all this ammunition, three nations, and all you have to do is to be praising. Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense to us as human beings. But with God, all things are possible. God can do anything. God can bring greater things from nothing. Don't underrate the power of God in your life. As you have come to this mountain, believe God that God can do the miraculous in your life. God can turn things around in your life. Those of you that are looking at the days, looking at the time, looking at the months, and saying this year has just rushed to an end, and God has not done that which I asked him to do for me, I want to tell you one news. With God, it's never too late. Tell somebody, with God, it's never too late. Believe God with me. God can turn things around in your life. Believe God with me. God can answer the most difficult question in our life. God can reach out to you beyond your imagination. God is a mystery. God is a mystery. I want you to understand one thing when you walk with God. Don't walk by sight with God. It's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then we fail me to read everything in this book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, this particular chapter. But it's a chapter that I want you to read when you get back home and see how Jehoshaphat faced this situation. When you get to a level in your life when you don't know what to do, you can take this as an example. In the law court, lawyers reference so many cases. Lawyers will reference a case, you know, that is just in resonance with the situation at hand in court. And when lawyers do that in law court, and they reference cases according to the case they are facing before the judge must listen to them. Amen? When you reference cases before God, when you bring your situation before God, and you reference what God has done for you in the past, when you go through your memo, and you remember all that God had done for you in the past, and you bring that before God, and you praise God, and you honor him for doing that, listen to me very carefully. God will do more in your life. God must do it. That is how God operates. If you can honor God, if you can praise God, if you can give God the glory, because his glory he will not share with anyone, if you can return the praise to God for what God has done for you in your life, and then present another case to God, and allow him to do it as he wants to do it, without you dictating to God how to do it, I am telling you, God will do it. Amen. God will do it. That's how God operates. Read the scripture with understanding. And let's see what happened. And then if you look at from verses 5 down to 13, Jehoshaphat begin to, after he, you know, called people together, then Jehoshaphat begin to reference all that has happened before. He said, Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. When you have a situation that is so tough, you could put this thing, write it down on your paper and bring it to the altar. Place it on the altar. You could be all alone. It doesn't matter. When you are there all alone in the physical, but in the spiritual, you are never alone. Apart from God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, presence in the congregation, goodness and mercy are with you. If you're a Christian, listen to me very carefully. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Goodness and mercy must follow you all the days of your life. They must follow you. When you give up the ghost, as a Christian, goodness and mercy must take you to heaven to meet with the Lord. That is the promise. So you are not alone. So Jehoshaphat called the congregation. They came into the church, to the tabernacle, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heaven? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Let me tell you something. Do you know in the culture back home in Nigeria, most of the tribes, they have this in their culture. Especially the Yorubas. You know, before my mother passed, I was asking her to tell me, because she used to say it, but some of my brothers and my sister, those that are seniors, they don't even know all those things again. So I asked her to say it. I remember in those days, when I was young, if something happens, my mother will be talking about something. Say, you are the son of this, you are the son of that. And you put a lot of oil in the soup. And we say, if nobody will eat it, somebody and my children will eat it. And they begin to say all those things, and my head will swell. Do you know that if musicians want to strip you naked, they want to strip you naked, that you spend all that you have, and go back home and then be drinking gari, like they say back home, they can do it. Even when you determine in your heart that you're not going to spend, if you are left with just the transportation money in your hand, if musicians should get you and begin to oppress you, begin to talk about you, it's the man. He can do everything. That man, you don't know him at all. I have met him before. When he's dancing, when he's spending money, he will spend money like his father. In fact, his forefathers will spend money. His great-grandfather will sell his house to give out to the musicians. You don't know him. He will do like his father now. He will do like his father now. The man will stand from wherever he is. He will come out with pride and will begin to do like his father. Begin to do like his father. Begin to do like his father. By that time, he's spending that money, his thought is just gone. Because the man is praising him, and he wants to do exactly, though the musician may be lying. Maybe the musician may not even have met his father before. But he will say those things to arouse his spending psyche, and he'll begin to spend. Where did they get that? From God, from the Bible. If you praise God, if you worship God, if you pray to God in your prayers and you give God his place, he must move in your life. He must do it. But do you know so many people, when they come to God to pray, they always ask. They never even praise God for what they have got from God before. They always ask. Some are like Oliver Twist. They never get enough. And they never remember that which they have got from God. Jehoshaphat was very smart. It's a very good recipe for us. It's a very good example for us, something that we can do. Then he begin to, you know, tell about the greatness of God. Begin to speak about what God can do. Had not thou our God, verse 7, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave us it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever, and they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake. If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence for thy name's sake in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou will hear and help. So he begin to say all these things. Begin to say all these things. Begin to say all these things in the congregation. Begin to encourage the people. Begin to encourage the people. Begin to tell the people that God can say, do it at this time. Be an encourager. Tell somebody, be an encourager. When people bring a situation to you that is so tough that there is no answer to this situation, as a Christian, all you're supposed to do is to encourage somebody. When somebody brings something to you like a mountain that cannot be climbed, all you have to do is to encourage somebody. One of the rules of a pastor, one of the character of a pastor, a man of God, is this. When the situation is very, very tough, when it seems as if there is no way there, you must tell somebody there is a way. In fact, as a matter of fact, They say back home that the other priests must not say anything negative. Other priests. Hello? I bubble in order. He must not say something negative. Even when the situation is tough, all is well. Move ahead. Go on moving. In the military, the same thing. In the military, if they ask you to run into the fire, the military rule is this. They want you to first run into the fire before you come back and ask the commander, why did you ask me to run into the fire if you will make it? Amen? That is the rule. You must not challenge the commander. If commander said, keep shooting, keep killing, you continue to shoot. You continue to shoot. If you are not shot, then you can ask the commander later. Why did you ask me to shoot? But you cannot ask questions first. You must obey first before you can complain. Hello? That rule goes also for a pastor. Nobody will bring a situation to you and you tell that person, this situation, hey, I remember when I was pastoring in New York, somebody had the same situation, he died. You are in a wrong profession. You have to go back to school and choose another profession. And we're all royal priesthood. We're all pastors. If you don't pastor in the church, you pastor your family. You must have the attitude to encourage somebody. Amen. Jehoshaphat here called all the people together. Enter the congregation and begin to tell them that maybe they have not heard it before, what God had done in the past for Israelites. How he took them past the Red Sea, how he fought for them, how he gave them the land, how he made Abraham his friend. He began to say all these things. He began to praise God. He began to worship God. And then God sent a minister, a prophet, to speak to the congregation. That this battle is not your battle. Now, I have taken over this battle because of all that has happened. And I'm going to fight for you, and you will hold your peace. Amen. Listen to me. The battle that we are facing as a Christian is not your battle. The situation you are now is not yours. God is going to fight on your behalf. Listen to me. You're going to come back to this place. You're going to give testimony. I don't know what you are facing right now. I am standing here as the representative of God, the Almighty, and I'm saying that nothing is too hard for God. With God, all things are possible. Nothing, absolutely nothing, has ever gone out of control with God. God is in charge. He's going to do it. I don't know what we are facing. Maybe a sickness. Maybe you are looking for an employment opportunity somewhere. Maybe somebody had told you something in the past. Maybe they told you they're going to sack you in the office. Maybe they have given you certain, you know, situation that seems so impossible for anybody to bring solution. I am telling you today that it is never too late with God. Your coming here today is not by accident. God has a purpose for your life. God has an assignment for you. All you have to do is cooperate with God. Cooperate with God. Jehoshaphat spoke, and then Jehaziel, the prophet, began to speak. After all he said, look at verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zachariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Hasa, and the spirit of the Lord in the midst of his congregation came upon him. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus say the Lord our God unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Greater than all the problem, greater than all the... God is greater than any mountain I can... He is greater than all my situation, greater than anything. God is greater than any mountain. I cannot. God is greater. God is bigger than any situation. God told them, don't look at this multitude until you begin to look unto God. When you face any situation, until you place your eyes upon God, our eyes are on thee, O God. And lift up your eyes away from the size of the situation. That is then where you begin to win. Don't look at the size of the situation. Look at the greatness of God in your situation. Amen? Don't look at the numbers of your enemies, but look at the God that you are serving, his power, the level of his action in any situation. Go through history. God has never lost in any battle. That is what you have to look at. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't ever in your life look at the magnitude of the situation you are facing. Don't ever in your life look at the size of your enemies. Isn't the court that is important, but the man inside the court. The coat I put on, anybody can put it on if he can size you. All you have to do is the man that is putting on the coat. Hello? When you are dealing with God in your situation, as you are sitting down now, I don't know what we are facing. But listen, everybody in life is facing something, even the pastor. Does that surprise you? Nobody is free. Don't let somebody cajole you. Don't worry. I get a immunization. People that took H1N1 vaccines, some of them died. CDC said that we have not been able to confirm that it was the vaccine that killed them. They took the vaccine so they will not die. But lo and behold, they died. Eventually, they died. It is possible that it's not the vaccine that killed them, but what I'm saying is this. They took that vaccine so that they will not die. But eventually, they die. So, let's look at God. Don't look at the situation. Look at the greatness of God in that situation. Look at the God that can never fail in that situation. God can never fail. The problem is with us. The problem we have, we are the one, we are the problem. Not God. Sometimes we exaggerate situation. I don't like people when they talk negative. I'm telling you the truth. When you are talking to me, you talk negative, you put me off. Case closed. Some people, they don't have anything to say but negative. Jehoshaphat came here and began to talk. Then the Spirit of God came upon this prophet and began to speak. And God said, this battle is my battle. Don't look at the multitude of these people. Though they may be more than you, they may have instruments, they may have ammunition, but look at me because I am strong in battle. The God that we are serving is strong in battle. He will see you through any situation. Any situation, God will see you through. I've listened to testimonies from people. Testimonies from people. Are you going to talk of immigration? Some people, when they tell you their testimony, you know that God can move in any situation. Are you going to talk about medical when people tell you something that will kill somebody? Some people, they will tell them they're going to die, that this sickness is going to kill you. But they will believe they will not die on that note, and they leave. Are you going to talk of employment? Some people have written off the interview, but God moved. God moved in a powerful way and then saw them through. What are you going to talk of? Some people, they have said they are not going to have babies again. They will never have a child again. They will never give birth. But God moved. Don't let anybody off. Do you know that the only person who can write you off is God? Only God. I have seen God perform surgical operation on people in this life. Change all the intestine. Put new one there. He can do it. Don't limit God. When you come to the church, you have not come to see the pastor, but you have come to see the living God who is in the midst of his people. Bible recorded that when they praised God, the Spirit of God came unto this prophet and began to prophesy. When you look at people as the source of your situation or source of your help, you are making a mistake. Human confidence is vanity. God can bring a stranger, somebody you never know from Adam, to help you. He is God. Look, God does whatever he likes. If God is going to promote you, nobody can stop that promotion. If God is going to do something in your life, let all the world gang up against you. God will move. He will do it. Brethren, let us have faith in God. Do you know, Christians, sometimes we don't even, let's have faith in God. Some of us, we are not settled. Our minds are not settled. We jump. We look at situation. Some people, some people, the fear of the sickness they have, we kill them before the sickness itself, we kill them. Yes. When they hear, hey, it's cancer. Maybe it's not even cancer. Maybe it was a mistake. But cancer kill. It will not eat. He will not settle down in his mind. And then, surely, truly speaking, he may die. Even before the cancer will be discovered. Papa. Brethren, we must have a character, an attitude taken after God. You must see how God attends to situations. You must see how God deals with situations. And do exactly, and you will never fail. So we jump. Now, look at what the prophet said, and they followed the instruction exactly. Some of us, when we come to God, we don't even believe God, let alone to say we want to believe the... You know, if you don't believe the somebody that you see, how do you believe God that you have not seen? Some people, you give them instruction, they won't follow the instruction. Look at what God told these people here. He said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Tell somebody, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. I don't know the battle you are facing. You need not to fight. Because you have a God that can fight for you. I gave you one story. I think you will remember this story. Somebody was giving a ride. He was standing at the roadside with his load on his head. And this person stopped and said, oh, can I help you, sir? I said, yeah, where are you going? He said, hey, that's where I'm going. Come on, come into the vehicle. Come inside. And then he came inside and he sat down with his load on his head. And they were driving. They were going. The man looked back because they said he was sitting behind. Then the man looked back and saw him carrying his load on his head and said, oh, gentleman, can you please put your load on the seat? Why are you carrying your load on your head? He said, oh, I thought you gave me a ride. You didn't give my load a ride. God is a God that will take you with all your baggages and luggages. You bring everything, all the luggage, you bring anything. Do you know that when you marry a man or you marry a woman, you marry the luggages too. You marry the garbage. You marry the good. For better, for worse. For richer and poorer. You marry everything. Amen? Yeah. I can hear, oh yes. Sandy, oh yes. Because it's the truth. When God saved you, he saved you from everything. Do you know that some Christians, they are still carrying their loads on their head? Come on. Put your cares upon him. He cares for you. You need not to fight in that battle. Because you are serving a God that is strong in battle. Amen? I think I want to break my promise. I'm not going to stay too long here. But are you doing fine there? You are enjoying it? As you are done? You must come next week. You must come next week. Look at what Jehoshaphat did. He said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Verse 17. Set yourselves and stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. The Lord will be with you. Amen. In this country, you will see the good of the Lord. Amen. In this land of the living, the Lord will be with you. Amen. The Lord will fight your battle for you. Amen. You will hold your peace. Amen. You will stand still and see God working on your behalf. Amen. In your office, He will work on your behalf. Amen. In your family, He will work on your behalf. Amen. On the street, He will work on your behalf. You need not to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Security is not the absence of danger. It is the presence of God. Don't be afraid. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you must fear no evil. Some of us, we pray. It's a wrong prayer. God, don't let me walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Listen, because you're a Christian, you will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Only you must not fear any evil. Because of what? God will be with you. I'm not afraid. You know, this terrorist, that. If people can crash into White House, and you say you are afraid. Some of you will be changing the keys of your house all the time. Change that key. Somebody can come inside. You think people cannot come inside with the key locked? With your doors locked? Is God taking care of you? It's God. Don't go that side. Don't go that side. They can shoot. Hello? God will help us. Amen. I want to see people that will go to the war front. They won't die in the war front. But when they leave the war front and they come back home, that is when they will die. I want to hear that news. It's even recent. People go to Afghanistan. They will go and fight there. They will fight and fight where they shoot everywhere. They won't die there. They will come home. Maybe auto accident. Maybe somebody talking against them, or they talking about girlfriend, boyfriend, and they will shoot. And they will kill that person there. He didn't die in war front where they shoot all the time. Pa, 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 and then he come home where there's only one gunshot and he's dead. It's God that can keep us. It's God that can see us through. And He has promised us He will never fail. He has promised He will never fail. I will follow Him. I will follow Him. He has promised He will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. Listen, God is faithful. Just trust God. We are the problem. It's not God. He will do it. Don't look at the circumstances or situation. Look at God. I want to encourage you. When you are in a situation where you don't know what to do, set your eyes on God. Set your eyes on God. Looking unto Jesus Christ. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. Trust God. Anyone that put his trust in God will never be put to shame. Shame is not yours, because we have trusted in the Lord. You need not to be afraid. He can see you through your journey, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to encourage you, brethren, as you go this week, as you go this month, as we finish this year, let's anchor on God. He's a rock of ages. He is the Ancient of Days. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is strong in battle. He's the head of hosts. He can do it. God cannot fail. He's not going to fail you in that situation. I just want to encourage you. Go in this power of God. Move in His might. Trust Him more and more. Encourage somebody to trust God. Encourage somebody to stand on His promises. And His promises are yea and amen. Amen. See verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, And this is very, very important. Listen to me. If you want to prosper in life, if you want to succeed in life, this is very important. Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be what? Your establishment depends on you believing God. Believing every word you are listening to on this altar. For you to be established. For you to prosper, you must believe his prophet. You must believe his pastor. What I'm telling you today, for you to succeed, for you to be established, for your business to be established, for your life to be established, you must believe in God. Amen? Amen. And how can you believe in God without believing in his words? And Jehoshaphat said again, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. If all that I'm telling you today, you just say, this pastor, that's how he talks. You can't get him. You know, he knows how to talk. He talks too much. If that is all you can get in what I'm telling you, that's not going to be your portion in Jesus' name. Because nobody's going to prosper in doing that. For you to be established as a Christian, you must believe God. Because it's God that can do all things. For you to prosper, you must believe his prophet. You must believe, you must take the advice that we are listening to on this altar. For your prosperity to be achieved. And look at what he did. Sometimes all you have to do is to praise God. Tell somebody, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The victory is sure. All you have to do is to praise God. Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's all they were doing. And what happened? If you read the rest, the enemy begin to fight themselves. They begin to kill each other. God brought confusion into their camp. Do you know it can happen? One little argument. That somebody gave a real true life story. Armed robbers, they came to... I will even tell you this one. This one happened just my neighbor back home in Nigeria, my neighbor. Her husband was one of those people, I will not mention name, you don't know. You know, those people who died in this plane, that Ejigbo, one time like this. The military people that were going to Abuja or somewhere, and they crashed in Ejigbo, and they all died. Her husband was one of them. It was when this thing happened that I come to know. I didn't know that this woman had a gun all the time in the house.
We trust you are richly blessed. Worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. with Sunday school at 10 a.m. Our Wednesday Bible study starts at 8 p.m. and our monthly night vigil starts at 12 midnight on the first Friday of every month. Call us today at 773-936-1348 or visit our website at www.christ-life-chicago.org. The church is located at 8927-29 South Houston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. We hope to see you soon.